No, they're still fallout and continuing examination of the issue of drones being in the sky over Dublin around the time that Vladimir Zelensky's plane arrived for his state visit. He addressed the Dáil, of course, and talked about the issue of the support in Ireland for the war in Ukraine. He's currently in Berlin, where peace talks are continuing to try and get a resolution, or perhaps maybe first a ceasefire in the conflict with Russia, which got underway in 2022. So we'll see where that one goes. But Robert Pearce from Estoril wrote a letter to President Zelensky expressing his admiration for him and support for Ukraine. And he's making a call that everyone in Kerry should do the same. Send a letter or a Christmas card to the Zelenskys to show the support. Robert Pearce, of course, Michael Collins' grandnephew, says he sees similarities between Zelensky and Collins. And I first asked him about why he wrote to the Ukrainian president.
Yeah, I tell you, if I decided to write, I saw him there on the Dáil. I've been an admirer of his over the years, but I saw him in the Dáil, and the poor man, I thought, was in danger of collapse with the pressure and stress that was on him. So on the 7th of this month, I wrote to him and his wife, and I just read you the very beginning of the letter, which said, we sent you this card, it's a Christmas card, as a token of our admiration for your courage, humility, tenacity and wisdom. You are both true patriots and we love you. I was trying to convey a positive message I went on then the letter to talk about his children and the awful life they must be having there. He has two children, and telling that I had more than two children. But anyway, it was so difficult working for peace in view of the unjust war. So we're praying for him. I said, we sent our wishes and so on to the family. And then I referred to a stamp. That we were praying for a just and a dignified peace. But I referred to the stamp I had put deliberately on the outer side of the letter. That is the stamp of Monsignor Flaherty. You know, there's a new stamp out. It's an international stamp, a W stamp. And I referred to Monsignor Flaherty as the Scarlet Pimpernel who saved so many lives.
Yeah.
And on the envelope, to Jerry, I know rightly or wrong, I put a big stamp with love on it, another stamp with the mother and child for Christmas stamp, and then that little token of the Iron Man. And I wrote on the outside, post people, please deliver to these patriots. I feel very strongly that the ordinary people like ourselves, you know, We must be positive. We're all about Christmas and the joy and peace of Christmas. And we have our own heroes, of course. And I suppose one should pay tribute to the Dingle heroes who rescued us fishermen. And if I might, another thing that struck me during the week was there was a beautiful half 11 mass in Listowel on a Sunday, run by Kenneth Declan O'Connor, the presentation conference. It was absolutely stunning.
Mm.
There are good people around, and I think the good people should become very positive, very supportive of them. I was reading last night that there was 1 million households without electricity, and the temperature in Ukraine at present is 2 degrees. So you can imagine that.
Yeah. The hardships people are going through.
I was in Ukraine 20 years ago, and it was beginning to pull up its bootstraps and got away from Russia. And then the Orange Revolution followed, and the Crimea War, and so on. It has gone through an awful lot.
Yeah.
But the ordinary people of this state should get up now and support. I mean, I remember when David Clifford asked us all to support the Kerry team. We all went and supported the Kerry team. So I'm asking them now to people to just take 20 minutes, buy an envelope, and I address my envelope to President and Mrs. Zelensky, and I sent a check in it for the education of their children, because she's very much into education. She's a great woman too. Mm. And they have two children, one of whom now was born in 2004. And that was a girl, and then there was a boy born in 2013. So, like, trying to rear children in that atmosphere.
In that situation, yeah. Olena Zelenska is his wife. So she's trying to keep she's very active herself and big into education. Where did you send the letter to, Robert?
I sent it, addressed it to President Vladimir and Mrs. Olena Zelenska, Kyiv, and I put in the Ukrainian version of KNYIB.
Yes.
And I sent it to Ukraine.
You sent it all the way to Ukraine. And you're asking the listeners, you're asking people, you think everyone should send positive messages like that, either a Christmas card or a letter, and send it to them now to show support.
Yes, I mean, they're in the most extraordinarily difficult time as we're talking now. There are negotiations going on in a make or break situation.
Yeah, in Berlin. He's in Berlin today. He's meeting the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and they're trying to get things over the line to try and get some level of peace.
Yeah, but sure, I mean, the Americans are just giving in to the Russians all over the place. I don't know why.
That adds to the pressure.
It does, yeah. I mean, the man is being bullied by the Russians and by the Americans, in my view.
Yeah.
I think the ordinary people like ourselves, we must be seen to do positive. And it's not a huge job to write a letter by a Monsignor of Lafley stamp or something like that. I can't about peace. Be positive and love. There's too much negativity and too much hatred in the world at present. I mean, I remember the last World War. I'll tell you how old I am. I'd be 88 and the 31st. But I remember, the shocking scenes of what went on and so on. And I remember, actually, a ship being sunk in the North Sea and all the people coming to my mother, who was a great woman, for prayer. And asking to pray that their Johnny wasn't on that ship and so on, you know. So we must try and avoid that. We must be positive. And I've been talking to a number of people there. I mentioned to Sasha about it, who was very interested in it. And I think may ring you up when this piece comes on. They feel I have a good idea.
Yeah.
And you yourself now are a man who's very positive. And you have a lot of radio contacts and people and... You know, you have a big voice, you're a big influencer. And try to get people to be positive, to good people.
Yeah, yeah. Robert, do you think, look, the pressure that he's under, that the country is under, that you're obviously hopeful it will come, but that they know, aside from what's happening at the political level and the geopolitical level, that they know the ordinary people in Ireland are behind them and what they're going through at the hands of Russia?
I don't know whether they know or not, but I want to tell them.
And that's the whole idea.
That's the whole idea is, like David Clifford, when he came on and he asked people to attend the matches and everything, we all went.
Yeah.
And the support is there. A feeling of support is wonderful. I mean, in our family, now they're all supporting and all that. And that's great. Positive.
Robert, do you think he's done remarkable things since he came to withstand the pressure to get Ukraine to this point? You're the grandnephew of Michael Collins. Do you think there are similarities with him and what his country struggled going through with that time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Michael Collins, the word I used about Zelensky was courage, tenacity, humility and wisdom. And I think Michael Collins and the people surrounding him, a lot of them, had that tenacity. You see, to keep going, remember he said in the Dáil, don't abandon me. And what I want to say is that we're not abandoning him and we're trying to support him with love and prayers and whatnot. Okay. I think he's a Jew himself, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he's got Jewish ancestry. He's got Jewish ancestry. I'm not sure what religion he is himself, but he's got Jewish ancestry.
Yeah,
that's for
but
sure.
I mean, he's such... Oh, my God, what the man is going through and the courage and the pressure he's under and his wife. Sure, I mean, it's appalling to be doing that. And the people who should be supporting him, supporting the other side, that's what it seems to me. I'm absolutely shocked with the American conduct here.
Yeah. Okay, Robert, listen, it's a great call. Thanks for making it with us, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, and God bless you, and do spread the message as best you can.
Will do.
Yeah, there you go. That's Robert Pearce. What do you think of that message? That's something you would do? Send him a Christmas card, send him a letter, send it to Kyiv and put it for his attention to expressing your support for Ukraine. Give us your thoughts on 0667123666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300. Vladimir Zelensky is Jewish, of course. I don't think necessarily practicing Jew, but certainly is Jewish. And has been part of those talks at the Bellevue Palace in Berlin for the last number of days. There's talks of a multinational force in Ukraine as part of a US proposal for a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. The talks concluded and European leaders, UK, France, Germany and 8 other European countries said troops from a coalition of the willing with US support could assist in the regeneration of Ukraine's forces in securing Ukraine's skies and in supporting safer seas, including through operating inside Ukraine. That's part of a new package of security guarantees backed by the White House that could mark a breakthrough in reaching a peace deal between Moscow and Kyiv, US and European leaders have said. But significant differences remain over the future status of Ukrainian territories occupied by Russia. So we'll see where that one goes. Now, I heard a call from Robert Pearce of Listowel in the first hour of the programme for people to send their support to Ukraine, send support in a letter and a Christmas card and send it to Volodymyr Zelensky and his wife Olena as part of what he had done to support him at this critical time and show individual support in his country to Ukraine and what it's going through. Well, with me on the line is Maureen Finnegan, who is listening to that. Maureen from Newcastle West. Maureen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Thank you for ringing me.
No problem. Now, you organise collections, is that right, for Ukraine?
Yes. We're trying to help them out now. The very simple thing, things that are unwanted by people can be of great use to the people in Ukraine. For example, the used candles, old candles now that you people will be looking to recycle or throw them away, even the one in the glass jars. They take these, melt them down, and make them into a sturdy little stubby little candle with ridges on the top that the soldiers use in the trenches to heat a cup of hot chocolate and to warm their hands. And now with the trouble over there and everything, it's very bad. You know, they've lots of people have not got electricity, so there's more need for candles now again, you know. Now, Ballyseedy House Hotel yesterday delivered 17 buckets of candles. We collect them here in Newcastle West as well. So any candles at all, people might think, even the nightlight candle, and even churches now, the candles, you know, for the wreath, the Christmas wreath, they use those once. And people in weddings, they only use the candles once. And I'm sure they just throw them away. Well, they were great use to the people in Ukraine now, and they would be very, very grateful if they could have them.
Okay, what else do you collect, Maureen?
We also collect non-perishable food for anyone that would like to donate anything. For example, tinned sardines, beans, spaghetti, anything like that. Packets of pasta, rice, anything at all that's non-perishable. And also over-the-counter medicines such as paracetamol with, say, patches for pain, cough bottles, things now that you could buy over-the-counter. They're very, very, very hard to get these things. Even sanitary towels, anything at all like that. Very, very, very grateful for getting them, you know, and they can use all this sort of thing.
Yeah,
and also another thing.
Yes, sorry, go on, Maureen.
Sorry, Jack. Sorry, another thing now, which is a bit of a problem that they're thrown around the street, is used vapes. You know the vapes that people are using now? These vapes now, they're useless looking things once they're used, and people just seem to scatter them all over the place. Now, if people can save these and get them into the collection place now, would be the Castle Island Community Museum on the main street in Castle Island. They will take them there, and they're open from 11:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. And if people can't go during those times, John Reedy, I have his telephone number, he's given me permission to give it out, 087-2359-467. They will arrange for people to drop stuff off if those times don't suit them. And as I say, these used vapes, they also take sheets, blankets, anything like that, non-surgical boots, scratches, things that people were looking to get rid of afterwards. They don't want the...
Yeah, the agency don't take them back. Yeah, they don't reuse them.
They won't reuse them, you know. I have a friend now that we give them crutches. She never used them. They're still in the cellophane, but they won't take them back. So they're going out to Ukraine now. Clothes. Now, the clothes at the moment, they want for children, adults, any kind of clothes. Good condition, obviously, warm clothes and shoes. Virtually anything at all, you know, that is of use. Some lady now has given me a commode as well. So all these things now that people be looking to get rid of, you know, and the charity shops don't want them.
All usable. Okay, so Castle Island County Museum, that's the collection place, and all gratefully received, and you'll get them out to Ukraine to help people going through the difficult time, the continuing difficult conditions that they're in. Brilliant, Maureen. We're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to me in the programme about that and letting us know about if people want to help.
Thank you very much indeed. And also to if people would like to give a few sweets for the children. The poor children, there's a lot of them orphaned. Anything at all. Thank you for your time, and thank you to everybody for listening, and thank you to everybody who's been helped so far. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. That's Maureen Finnegan on the line. Castle Island County Museum, the place for that collection point in Kerry. Good morning. I'm 73 years of age. I attended NECAP in Killarney and they were nothing short of outstanding. Not only are they so passionate about genocide in Palestine, but it was also heartening to see and hear the thousands of young people rapping in the Irish language. NECAP's promotion of the Irish language and bringing awareness to the plight of Palestinian people to their enormous following can only be a good thing, and may NECAP's success continue to grow. My adoration and respect for them has increased since seeing their live performance. That's another listener responding to the criticism of the earlier on. Castle Island Community Museum is where the collection point for Ukraine, not the County Museum in Tralee. It's the Castle Island Community Museum is where you put those non-perishable items, crutches, medicines, clothes, sheets and other things that you want to donate. Castle Island Community Museum in Main Street of Castle Island.